to turn your light on. And if you put your light together, turn on your light, sister, turn your light on. And if you put your light together, you can light up the world. Black man, turn on your light. Yeah. White man, turn your light.
It's your girl, Miss Kika. You're tuned to 16 Road on Road to Stardom Radio. We're on the poppin' as we always do. Appreciate you coming together. Let's get the show started. And I want to start off with this. You know, as you know, people are up in arms about Halle Berry playing Ariel. They saying, oh, you shouldn't have did that. That's a black to play Ariel for Little Mermaid because Ariel is white. Ariel is a fictional character. Mermaids are fictional. They're not real. Mermaids are not real. They are a fictional character. Palm Pilots are up in arms about that. You know, white people, you know, the palm people, the white people. They're up in arms. Well, so, you know, on TikTok, and I've seen videos where content creators saying, white people are saying, oh, so how do we take some of your movies, some of the black movies, and switch it and put whites in the lead of the film. They're like, how about we take Roots? Now, Roots is based on her true story of Alex Haley. And it's like, sure, you want part of the slaves in the movie? Go ahead. I have no issue with that. 12 Years a Slave. You want to put slaves in the movie? I have no issue with that. You know, and this is, when things happen to us, things happen to the black community, you know, whites are getting upset about it. Because they're losing their power. You understand what I'm saying? They're losing their power. Yep. Now that, you know, we Princess Diana and turned up and put a white on her place. Oh, my God. It's like, it's crazy, yeah. Like, they made me mad. But another show is going to history and Anderson wrote Little Mermaid. But Disney's version of the Little Mermaid is based off of his story. So it's not directly based on his story. It's loosely based. They took some things from his story and created their story around it. So it's not based on his story. And then I saw a guy was like, y'all still up in arms about there being a black mermaid, that they're a black fish. Showed you pick a fish that's black. You're mad because a fictional character with a mermaid. You're mad that this fictional character is being portrayed by a black person, and in reality, you are a black fish. I think sea bass, my favorite, the color of sea bass, has some black in it. You understand what I'm saying? It's like, but guess who's going to make that movie, even if the white people don't go watch it, guess who's, that movie's still going to make money, because we as black folks love going to the movies. When they showed the video of the little black girls excited to see the black girls playing out, come on, little kids are going to be dragging their parents or whoever to the movie to see that. And Disney's going to make their money. Yep, and Disney's going to make their money. The Little Mermaid is one of my favorites in Disney. Out of all of Disney movies, and, you know, I do have my favorite. Little Mermaid, one of my favorites is Bedknobs and Broomsticks, Angela and Lance in it. Yeah. It's like, to me, it's crazy to be upset about a person playing a fictional character, a live-action fictional character. So, I know y'all watch the Underground. You watch SVU. You watch now they have the Organized Crime one. And we have the original Law and Order. So, on the 22nd, all three squads, 3 hours, one case with the Law and Order franchise. I haven't watched the original Law and Order in so long. I haven't watched SVU in so long. And I haven't even watched one episode of Organized Crime. Law and Order. I haven't watched not one episode. But they all joined forces because Case combines all of them in one. Now, shows have done where they were, where they've taken, like, the main, this is the original, then they have the spin, where the spin-off connects with the main. They did that with NCIS. When NCIS New Orleans was coming in, they did a show where the episode NCIS, where the episode NCIS connects with NCIS New Orleans. And when LA came in, they did the same episode where the original NCIS connected the LA NCIS to usher it in. And then got people watching those shows, and then New Orleans. But what boggles me in the NCIS franchise, they got NCIS New Orleans, but then came back with NCIS Hawaii. Now, don't get me wrong, Hawaii is beautiful. But why get rid of NCIS New Orleans? Well, they're not doing the ratings that you had to. You said, let's take it out. And then, but then you created a whole new NCIS. You can say how it was with just NCIS Los Angeles and the original NCIS. Yep. Something like that. No. Now let's create NCIS Hawaii. So I didn't see the first episode of NCIS Hawaii. And I'm sure they did the original NCIS. They ushered it in, probably had a case that led them to Hawaii. And now you got the original NCIS and the cast of NCIS Hawaii working on it together. Has seen it, that she likes NCIS, and she said Hawaii do nothing for it. She just stick watch to the original, which is in it should be starting soon, or started. It's 19 NCIS should have started 19th season already, because it was just season 18. Should already, because they do like 22 to 23 episodes a season, so season 18 should have started already. I don't watch NCIS when it's on, and they switched it from Tuesday, coming Tuesday to Monday. I'm like, Monday? That's the thing I don't like about television. That's the one thing I don't like about television, is when you like a show, and the day it comes on, let's say it's a Wednesday, right? And you say, okay, I can do that. It's not that I watch today on this day. I can, you know, watch this on Wednesday. And then they switch it to a day to watch another show. And then I Now it's like, I choose. I watch, normally watch on Monday and skip this show and watch the rerun of it, or watch this show and catch the rerun of the show I normally watch. Then you think about it, like, I watch both. That's why, I used to do this. I'm sure a lot of y'all used to do this on TV. Watch two shows at the same time. When one's in commercial, turn to the other one, watch that for a while, then turn back and go watch it. And when it's commercial, you turn back and go watch the other one. I used to do. See, now with these, with cable boxes, now you got DVR to them that you can record. With DVR, you can record one show while you're watching the other. And play them, but it's not the same. You know, those shows that you're watching while it's on live, watching it back in the one or recorded version of it, it's not the same as when you want to live. But, you know, I think I might watch that little three-part episode. I think I'm going to, even though I watched it in a long time, I'm going to watch that one. That's the 22nd. That's a Tuesday. That's a Tuesday. No, that's a Wednesday, that's right, it's Wednesday. Oh, shoot. That's right, the Masked Singer starts today, too. And the thing about with MTV is like, what they do is they'll put up the episode, let's say, the week before that episode is up, and then they'll skip that episode of putting it up, and then it's like, the episode after that episode will go up. So you don't let you watch. They let you rewatch it, but not in order. So now the show, like, do the show, the episode in order. So it might be one weeks ago, and later you get to see that episode, but the one you see, you don't get to see. Yeah, that's why I like, you know. Oh my God. New shows that you say, oh, I'm gonna check out to see if I like it, and then it's kind of saying, yeah. So, one of the shows I've seen before, you know, I was like, I hope they'll put this one up, is RuPaul's Celebrity Drag Race. Like, I was like, I hope they'll put it on Paramount after just showing season 7 doing on the All Star season. I'm not paying for a subscription just so I can watch that. And there's the VMVH one. So I caught up on my episodes. And I'm like, when I'm looking at, you know, these celebrities dressed in drag, I know it. I have all the celebrities or on the handful. And even though the dressing drag, it really, people can't really tell who you are, but some of them you can tell who they are. So, and the first one was Loretta Devine. And I knew that was her. There was nothing that say that would tell me about Loretta Devine. AJ from the Backstreet Boys was there. I knew that was him. The dude that was in the chair from Glee, Kevin, I knew that was him. Tatiana Lee's on, that was her. But you didn't, but they didn't know who it was, and they, you know, episode after episode, they do they, and then if someone voted off, yes. So the guy from the original Queer Eyes was a straight guy. He was on, you know, was on there. Only I didn't know the ones I didn't know, I got them. I'm not a celebrity, but I would do it. They was doing it for charity, you know, to raise my charity. I would do it. I like watching. I would do it. I definitely would do it. Because I like watching Drag Race. Anything Drag Race, I'm watching it. When they did season, I think I watched one or two of Drag Race. British version of Drag Race. But then when they did season 3, I didn't get to see it. Now I see they have RuPaul's Drag Race Down Under. So now they have an Australian version. I'm like, dang. I know it's for me on Australian TV, but if us in America see it, how I'll be able to see it. I was trying my hardest when they started season 3 of the British version. I was trying my hardest to find where I could watch it. Then when they said where, and I couldn't find it, I was like, oh man, I don't know when I don't know if it's starting or when it's going to start. I don't know when that British, not British, the Australian version is going to start. But I would love to see it. When you create something and it takes off, and other countries are creating their own version of what you create, you get royalties off of that. If they keep the name of the show, the name, I think Rue's executive producer, but she's getting royalties, RuPaul's getting royalties off of that. Yeah. That's dope. That long when you, long when you're gone, gone the thing. People will always remember you because of all the shows you know. Man, RuPaul's name is solidified history in TV history. Even if they, let's just say if RuPaul wasn't here and because of the success of Drag Race, they try to reach that. You can't change it. You can't make a name. Even if you keep Drag Race, it has to be RuPaul's Drag Race to be that. You cannot RuPaul's Drag Race without the name RuPaul. You can't do that. What else do I want to talk about? Oh, I saw something on TikTok. So, on the 22nd, which is, I think, Wednesday. Thursday. Not Wednesday. Okay. So, they doing January 6th, which is going to be another insurrection. Why do you need January 6th Solidarity Conference? It's another insurrection that's going to be happening this month. Yep, insurrection's going to be happening this month. So keep your eyes wide open, your ears peeled to the news, because you're going to hear about it. Mm-hmm. I don't know what else I want to talk about. Let's see what's going on in the new world talking about. I hear some news. I love when I see some good news about that. Howard University is the whole biggest city in HBCU history against Georgetown. According to SwimSwam, the dual meet in which both the men's and women's team will compete has been dubbed the Battle at the Burg and will include Howard's marching band, local food vendors, and a DJ. Additionally, overflow seating will go to Howard's basketball gym, where fans will be able, to see a broadcast of the beat. I don't know what just happened. Let me open back up some. Howard's basketball gym, where fans will be able to see a broadcast of the dual meet featuring special guests. Nicholas Askew calls easily recognizable by their hardware of Olympic medals. Howard University is currently the only HBCU that has a swim team after North Carolina Aces continued their program in 2016. This will be the biggest attended HBCU event in history from swimming and diving, Askew told SwimSwam. It's going to be one of the largest attended events for swimming and diving for a regular season event. We know that some other institutions have larger capacity and have some pretty significant rivalries, but we're going to be right up there in that top echelon of attendance. Until today, late October, and after the Georgetown swim coach, Jack Leah, for the fan atmosphere and out and see that future should be held at the first of alternating news. We want it to be enticing for a swim parent, but also for the average fan who might have never watched college swim before. We're going to be asked to be a part of this with them. But how big on the HBCU swim program, we're trying to highlight them as much as we possibly can and get as much attention on support to try to get some more HBCUs to add a swim program. The meet will take place one day after Howard University's coach and director of swimming, diving, and tennis, Askew, will be inducted into the school's Athletic Hall of Fame. Askew is a 2000 graduate, was a member of the Bison swim and tennis teams, where he was a six-time conference champion and is the only athlete in college history to win the school's most valuable player award for two same season. You just ask you, congratulations. Mr. Nicholas Askew. It says PNB means Francis Labor that he'll take his daughters in the same post. PNB Box took an unexpected toll on the industry earlier this week as a 30-year-old was shot, robbed, and killed grabbing lunch at a restaurant Monday. The days since we've been poured in from not only friends and family, but fans of Selfish Hitman as expressed their devastation talented artists. So soon, the late recording of the PNB team is among the in public mourning and pinning a message on his own feed that I don't know how to begin. I let it go. You was the only one who believed I can do what I do. I can't stop crying, bro. Why you ain't have me with you? I have your back, front, and sides. Please give me strength to do this. You can take all my stuff I'm gonna carry. Stand on business and get right while you're missing my brother. This is my request to you, Lenny. On Saturday, September 17th, on Rock's family, though was defeated shortly after revealing that they were having some issues trying to get their loved one's body back home in California. We've been having trouble getting my brothers back to Philadelphia. He wrote a caption of his own. The state of Los Angeles claiming they have some type of law going against ours as Muslims. Now I have no clue when his Jenanza? Nina described the situation as not right. That's going on a week since his sibling was fading. Prayers up, he ended. I got you, big bro. And your daughters. PNB Rock Muslim. Did not know. And from LA, for California to be home that body. You know, I'm going to be holding that body. There has to be a reason. If not, you know, for religious reasons, you should be sending that body back to Philly so he can be better. Didn't know he was from Philly. You know what's crazy? Is that just getting to the biz, and once they're in and really taking a name to stuff, they move to California. You don't need to move to Cali. I mean, you need, if you live in the hood, yeah, you need to move out of the hood. You don't need to move to Cali because of the music biz, because you're in the music biz. Yep. Guess I'm good. Your voice is beautiful. Ella's voice joins mother on stage to show off her vulnerability. Tracy Ellen Ross Douglas joined her mother, Diana Ross, and sister Ross on stage at Radio City and showcased her magical vocals while singing the harmonies of her mother's 21 singing Count On Me, which was written by her 51-year-old sister. Doctors accompanied the duo and matched their all-black attire as she rocked a black suit. As her mother sang the lyrics to the song, she quickly asked her daughter, do you remember the melody now? The 41-year-old anxiously shook her head seconds before being met with a microphone singing the chorus. Count On Me from her sister. Members cheered after hearing the black-ish actors hit the note she was so afraid of achieving. As their performance continued, Ellis Ross became quite familiar with the microphone as mother placed it in her direction once again, this time using some oohs. The cheer broke out into laughter after the pattern beauty hair care creator fell flat on her notes, saying, I get scared. Singing scares me. The audience met the singers with a standing ovation as the song came to an end. Along with the iconic video to her Instagram page, she admitted to having nerves for being upset as she wrote, I am a brave person. I do bit scary things all the time. It's a part of the way I built. But singing and singing on stage with my mom, it plays go like ready. It's as if the high note is happening. I become a 5-year-old immediately. Ross' younger brother Evan related to his older post and comment, I know the feeling of this. Almost felt like 5-year-old. Many fans felt as if she did a tremendous job bringing out to thousands of fans. The voice is beautiful. I'll never forget the great that was going to come to stay on path became you. You still look beautiful. Your voice is so beautiful. Trish Evans, I mean that. Tracy Ellis Ross may not pride herself on being a singer, but from the sound of her voice during the performance and who her mother is, she definitely has vocal capability. New band, Tracy. I get it. When, you know, your family, you come from a family of singers, and it's like, but you're the known for singing, and then you get tried to sing, it's like you get nervous. You know, her mother's Diana Ross. Everybody's gonna expect that her voice sounds good. Even if it doesn't, they're going to expect who her mother is. The Jackson started with Jackson 5, Michael Jackson. And then we get Janet. We got Rebe. When you think of it, we got Rebe, one song. And we got LaToya, but LaToya didn't have the gene. LaToya didn't get the gene. But I'm sure people, because of who her family is that she had before they even heard her sing, they like, oh, LaToya got it. She can sing it, but she doesn't. I knew they had the gene because when she was on a different strokes, there was an episode where she sang. And you hear her really sing. And it's crazy to have a musical family and you're not known for singing, but in some cases, you're the best one with the singing voice out of the family, even though you're the one not known for Let's see what else we can share. My daughter hears something about Serena's husband. It says, been telling y'all how Serena Williams has an Alexis Ohanian on the line after 10 million Michael Jordan prophecy came true. It says, Alexis Ohanian needs no introduction. He is the husband of one of the most celebrated athletes. Serena was just like his wife. He himself has built a reputation of being one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the The 39-year-old isn't just involved in business and also has a keen eye on sports. He owns a team in the NWSL, Angel City FC. He owns a soccer team. And is also a huge fan of video games. Recently, he was overwhelmed by the inclusion of NBA legend Michael Jordan in a PGA Tour video game. And today, he was quite up and quoted a tweet related to Michael Jordan's shirt. It was a moment to cherish for Michael Jordan's fans. The iconic 1998 Finals jersey was sold for $10.1 million earlier today. And Hanian took to Twitter to quote his name by saying, I've been telling y'all. The quote was if to store this coming. This sale of Michael Jackson's legendary, the last dance makes it the most valuable piece of Michael memorabilia ever auctioned and breaks records for both basketball jerseys and game worn sports collectibles. This is what someone tweeted, a record breaker Michael Jordan's iconic 1998 NBA final last jersey has sold for $10.1 million. Setting records for a vast memorabilia and a viable Michael Jordan item ever sold at auction. That's what he said. For obvious reason, Hannon had seen Serena Williams' biggest fan and had a couple of her personal and professional endeavors. The 23-time Grand Slam winner has enough to have respect from the Women's Tennis Association. After nearly three decades of dominance. Since then, her fans have been sending supportive messages, and Ohanian hasn't been left out of the loop. I've seen over the last decade how much y'all love my wife, what she means to so many worldwide. It's unlike anything I've ever seen. Plenty of folks have told me how Reddit changed their life, but the scale and impact of how Reddit changed my life stories absolutely dwarfs it. Says, when discussing the greatest athletes of all time, Serena's name always comes up, but there are other people in her life who have been a part of her success. Alexis Ohanian is certainly one among them. Shirley Roth explains how she pulled off her new speech. The actress had the perfect excuse from jazz vocalist Diane Reeves, who sang the song Endangered Species. She received a standing ovation at the 74th Emmy Awards on Monday during her acceptance speech, her first ever Emmy for supporting actress comedy for her role in NBC's Abbott Elementary. She said, singing the song Endangered Species by jazz vocalist Diane Reeves, she blew the crowd away. Now the Emmy winner is sharing how she was able to make an iconic moment come to life. Speaking with the Los Angeles Times, the actress explained that she was in shock when her name was called, but had been preparing for it since she was a little girl. When I heard that Shirley, I was like, oh my God, this is happening. I am in the land of dreams come true. Now, mind you, I had been practicing an acceptance speech when I was 5 years old, and everything I thought I was going to say went completely out of my head. And then I thought, what did I really want people to know? I wanted them to know I am an endangered species, Ralph said. Adding that she has been singing Endangered Species for about 15 years. I've also shared that the pair actually met 33 years ago in the midst of a benefit concert to raise awareness around HIV and AIDS. Reeves had been invited by the Emmy winner to come and sing her powerful song with equally powerful lyrics at the event. Fast forward to the 74th Emmy night, to which Reeves said that unknowingly sharing the stage with her friend felt empowering. That's what I felt more than anything. I was looking at Cheryl and then the words that she said in her speech. Keep being a doer, a dreamer. Keep doing you. You never know when it's going to happen. Just stay steadfast on a journey. And those words, the whole thing, was so powerful we shared with LA Times. So, the Pop Awards, BET's Hip Hop Awards is coming up soon. It's next month sometime, I forgot. Nominees, but I'm looking. I think you can go pick who you want to win. Okay, I'm going to do that right now. I'm going to put my vote in. So we got Best Hip Hop Video. We got AZDMB, Baby Key and Kendrick Lamar, Fan 5. Featuring Good Love, UK, and Lil Durk Hot Shit, BNJ Cole London, Future featuring Drake and Thames, Wait For You, Drake featuring Future and Young Thug, Way Too Sexy. These are the nominations. I made the nominations. Then we got Best Collaboration, Baby and Kendrick Lamar, Usher and the City Girls, Cardi B, Ye, Drake featuring 21 Savage, Benny the Butcher and J. Cole, Future featuring Drake and Tense, Drake featuring Young Thug, Song of the Year, Lotto, Big Energy, Hit Kid and Glorilla, FNF, Let's Go, Jack Harlow, First Class, Cardi B, Ye, Lil Durk, Hot Shit, Kodak Black, Super Gremlin, Future featuring Drake and Tim, Drake featuring Young Thug. Now we got Impact Track, which you got Lizzo, It's About Damn Time, Fabio Forum, Ye and Alicia Keys, City of Gods, Kendrick Lamar and Baby King with the Family Ties, Nas with Nobody, Lotto, song Pussy, Kendrick Lamar, The Heart Part 5, Doja Cat Woman, Best Breakthrough Hip Hop Artist. We got Baby Kings. We got BLXST. I don't know if that's supposed to be Blast. That's what his name's supposed to be. I don't know. Then we have Dolce, Fabio, I don't know how you say his name. Lil Rilla, Nardo Wick, Saucy Santana. Best Duo or Group, 40 Doug and ESTG, Big Sean and Hit Boy, Birdman, Young Boy Never Broke Again, BLXST and Bino Redix, The Day Young Boy Never Broke Again, Again, Teen Havoc, Best Live Performer, Cardi B, Doja Cat, Drake, J. Cole, Ye, Kendrick Lamar, Tyler the Creator, Nurse the Southern Year, Baby Keem, Benny the Butcher, Drake, J. Cole, Jack Harlow, Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Hip Hop Artist of the Year is Cardi B, Doja Cat, Drake, Future, Ye, Kendrick Lamar, Megan Thee Stallion, Hip Hop Album of the Year, Lotto, 777, Drake, Certified Lover Boy, Ye, Donda, Future, Never Liked You, He Is On By, Nas, King's Disease 2, Kendrick Lamar, Mr. Morale, and the Big Steppers. Of the Year, 50 Cent, Cardi B, DJ Khaled, Jay-Z, Megan Thee Stallion. Best Hip Hop Platform, Big Boy's Neighborhood, The Breakfast Club, Fisher, Please, Complex, Drink Chance, Hip Hop DX, $1 million Worth of Game, NPR Desk Concerts, Versus DJ of the Year, like D-Nice, DJ Cassidy, DJ Drama, DJ K-Slay, DJ Premier, K-Trinada, DJ Mustard, Nala Stone, the LA Lakers DJ Sour Milk and Just Incredible, Producer of the Year, ATL Jacob, Baby King, Hit Boy, Hitman, Ye, Metro Boomin, Pharrell Williams, Video Director of the Year, Benny Boom, he's still making videos? I didn't know that. Burna Boy, Paul Bennett, Colin, Director X is still making videos? I did not know that. Kendrick Lamar, Dave Free, Taylor, she deserves that. Sweet 16, Best Featured Verse, Drake, Church Hill Downs, Jack Harlow featuring Drake, Drake, Wait For You, Future featuring Tim's, J. Cole, On Be Your Song, London, J. Cole, Poke It Out, Wale featuring J. Cole, Jadakiss, Black Illuminati, Freddie Gibbs featuring Jadakiss, Ye, City of Gods, Vivian Foreign, Ye and Alicia Keys, Lil Baby, Good One Girls, Drake featuring Lil Baby, Best International Flow, Benjamin Epps from France, Black Sheriff, Ghana, Blackie, South Africa. Central C from the UK. Javier, Mighty, Canada. Nuck, UK. Lejuice, France. Nadia, Nakai, Zimbabwe. Tasha and Tracy, Brazil. I don't know who none of these people are. When it comes to the international artists, I don't know who any of them are. I'm trying to think. As far as video, who would I pick as far as video directors? It's between Benny Boom and Director X. But Director X went into movies. That's why I'm like, he's still shooting music videos. So if I click on it, oh no, this is not what you vote. So I guess you go to BET.com and all the categories that I just mentioned. Go to BET.com and then you go vote for the categories. I think the awards is the early part of October or the middle part of October. And the BET Hip Hop Awards coming. And those are the categories. So what else is going on in the news that... Okay. Let's publicly apologize. Tiffany Harris and Avery Spears are left with this claim. They're ready to settle. Only after Girls Trip denounced her shakedown remark. Because I remember this weeks ago, a video popped on social media of Avia Spears and Tiffany Haddish doing a skit about child pedophilia. And the kid that was in the skit is now trying to sue Tiffany Aries for money. Tiffany apologized for doing the video and said she should have done it in the first place. And when she then that they tried to shake them down, and now all of a sudden the victims want to settle. That's crazy. Abuse kids, communities, and Avery Spears earlier this month. Entertainers accused of alleged grooming and molesting a young woman and her brother when they were children. The victims appear to be ready to settle. Once the girls should start to denounce reports that they are lying as part of a breakdown. As followed by a star, Harris Spears were hit with a 30-page suit filed last month along Superior Court for allegedly forcing victims to participate in sexual suggestive acts while being scared to a pedophile. During Pride was shared later online reports of harassment and had in court documents laying out how the woman listed as Jane Doe and her brother John Doe have attempted to reach out to actors, but to no avail. Radar reports Jane Doe wrote that hash have instead chosen to reach out to my mother to get her to force my brother and me to settle. My brother and I are to plaintiffs has desire to engage in meditation and talks. Mediation, I said. Mediation, Lord. I mean, mediation. in settlement talk, Jane added. She also claimed to have reached out to Knight School Star's lawyer, Clifton Albright, who laid out basic terms of the parties to engage in mediation slash talks. However, Jane has several requirements, including matters putting the bill on mediation and must take place in Las Vegas within the next 2 weeks. She noted if we succeed in agreeing to a settlement, she would be willing to issue a joint statement with the actors where we state that the parties have agreed to a private settlement and Harris must publicly apologize for her role in the woman is also requesting that Haddish recant previous statements made by representatives for her and the Mad TV star, calling the research accusation an attempt at a shakedown. The commercial script only took place between the years of 13 and 14. Harris was apparently a friend of their mother's who used to his home where the show was shot. In July 18, the woman reached a $15,000 settlement with Spears for the alleged molestation of her son. The settlement release and confidentiality agreement have no binding legal effect on either Harris or the two minor children. Records show the actors have not yet responded to the latest development. Wow, so Ari settled with the mom for $15,000 for the molestation of her son. So the mother got $15,000 from Ari years ago in 2018. Now, between 2018 and now, why now are they suing? Again, and I think this came out because of what Aries is though, and somebody turned on Aries and put that out. It is a shakedown. I think it's a shakedown. And I'm going to tell you why. I believe this is a shakedown. Right? The scandal between 2013 and 2014 at Aries' house. And let me read in the article where it said, he settled with the mother for $50,000. So why is Aries suing something he settled a long time ago? Why wasn't added to that suit? Was she Aries for $15,000? Why wasn't Tiffany Haddish at that? The mother and Tiffany were friends. Of course, she don't want to sue her friend. You know who people are. And new friends with a celebrity. And you don't want to lose your friendship with that celebrity. Because that's your... Even if you're not trying to be a celebrity, but, like, I'm not trying to be a celebrity, but I want the benefits kind of being a benefits that come along with a celebrity. Yep. Not trying to be a celebrity, but I want the benefits of being with a celebrity. So, like with Ted, we go eat at a certain restaurant, and you know, because she's a celebrity, we get quicker service. So if I'm not there with her, remember me being with her, treat me like I'm a celebrity when she's not around. You understand what I'm saying? They're going to treat me like a celebrity too if she's not around. As you know, if it's her favorite restaurant, if it's her favorite restaurant, she know the owner. She's become friends with the owner. You know what I mean? So I'm ready to be like, you know, she go to pieces and dropping his name and say, oh, you know me, you see me here before with Stephanie. Even though she's not a celebrity. People who are not celebrities would have been no celebrities, no dropping the celebrity names who they know to have things go in their favor. But if there's somebody that you know is not top, don't even have to be an A-lister, but if they're not top tier to where the person owning this restaurant would know, then you should look using their name for things that happen. It's a shakedown, shakedown. Then Mariah Carey had a shakedown. Annalise Chopper reacts after ex-girlfriend posts emotional video about her boyfriend. Really? A lot of you rapper dudes, a lot of the dudes that did, are they with you because of your status? Not because they really want to be with you. Come on now. You got industry parties. I'm your girl. I get to go to the industry parties, meet other people in the industry. You understand what I'm saying? I get to live the high life. I'm with you. Just going in the way with my philosophy. I'm responsive at home. So the thing is, as much as I received blood transfusions that she was found unresponsive at a Manhattan apartment, the scary incident went down in May 2020. Her friends discovered the embattled talk show host at the door due to her alcohol addiction. Hardly anyone knows it. Okay, that has nothing to do with the story. DJ Boo, who is said to have several windows in a catatonic state and staring at the screen in a role inside her home, and then manager Bernie Young allegedly refused to call her because he didn't want to call the public. Wow. Wendy Williams in rehab, trouble talks, seeking treatment for oral health, and the worst alcohol dependency. I don't think he understood the extent of what was going on, and I think he wanted to get out that she was not well, and he definitely didn't want a 911 call like what happened a year later. A pal and eyewitness told Page Six, who broke the story, as RadarOnline.com reported, Wendy was hospitalized for psychiatric services in September 2021. The source revealed that the former Wendy Williams show host apartment was in disarray due to her alleged addiction. It was pretty much a mess. It was a mess. The insider spilled she was in her role, it was soiled, and she was catatonic. She was in a very, very bad state. She was looking at the ceiling. She was just not responsive, but her eyes were open, but she was in a catatonic state. Liquor was reportedly found all over her apartment, but to her pal's reaction, a case of alcohol open, wine bottles, and Kettle One discovered on the scene, according to the source. We started clearing out a lot of liquor. They explained. The eyewitness claimed DJ Boo desperately pleaded with Young to call 911 and gave ice chips to help keep her hydrated. She's going to die. She literally can't stand up. She was just lying on top of the covers and she needed 911 help. And Young's like, we're not getting 911. Wendy's ex-husband, Kevin Hunter, and their son, Kevin Drew, jumped into action by getting on the phone and begging for aid. Kevin and Kevin Drew were saying, please, come on, Mom. Never his team come up and started adding help. DJ Boomer Legend drove Wendy to the hospital and she received two blood tests because she was so low on iron. The talk show only had no recollection of the events that happened. The savior of the of her fucking life, Star stated, adding, he went back to her apartment and got rid of the alcohol. We have reached out to Young for comment. The scary incident has been brought to light after a reveal Wendy seeking treatment. Radio Online reveals she is in rehab. Her sources confirmed that Wendy checked into a wellness facility to manage her overall health earlier this week. She did not mention anything about Wendy's alleged codependency. Wow. I see why DJ Booth was pissed and was going off on social media. Because he lost his job at the wind being her. He was pissed about that, but that was easy. I don't think that was the decision to let him go. I think that was people's decision to let Booth go, and then Sus One replaced him. But DJ, as I read in that article, DJ Booth has been a real friend of. Yeah. DJ Booth was a real friend. So, I think the end of the show a little early today. Let's see. There's violence going on in Haiti. I did not even know that. Because it says journalists killed as violence in Haiti reaches peak. Because remember, I think when I was on the cruise weeks back, there was a that was supposed to go to Haiti, but they couldn't go to Haiti. They stopped in the Bahamas at the Royal Caribbean has their own private island in the Bahamas called Coco Cay. And the ship's there. One, because somebody got sick on the boat and they had to airlift them out. That's the reason why the boat had stopped in Coco Cay. And then they were supposed to from there go to Haiti. And when they was ready to go, to keep going to go to Haiti, they couldn't go to Haiti. And I guess this is the reason why he couldn't go to Haiti, because it's civil unrest in Haiti. I'm just calling it quits. They hit the mics. They're having the farewell tour. They're hanging up the mics. Parents, check your kids' social media activity. Says Queens boy 12 missing from far away home after agreeing to meet up with people he met online. It's my last story here. Gideon's prophecy to buy business that he's on a mission to save the race. Says the Marvel Entertainment founder recently says he's going to let the world in on his divine on earth to save the black race and change the world according to the Post. Did he reveal that he sees the revelation of the call to do God's work? I want to be 100% clear on God's purpose for me. I need help real bad. I need experience. I need leaders I can learn from. I need people that are on the same frequency about changing the world right now. This post goes out to people who want to do God's work. All the world want to have fun doing it. But you must have experience and receipts. Contact me at God's Work at com. God's Work is another level, so we must come with receipts and have winning experience. Love, love, love. We put this to the world when you need this. Since I'm looking for executors who get shit done, no excuses, by any means necessary, with the terms of God's will, below is the list of jobs that we're starting with for now. Let's connect and do God's work. CMO, CEO, VP of Marketing, Technologist, TV and film development exec, social media director, social media manager, creative directors, art directors, creative producers, graphic designers, copywriters, editors, videographers, photographers, marketing strategists, marketing managers, research analysts, digital media strategists, brand strategists, creative managers, content creators, content programmers, fashion designers, specific experts, middle and high school teachers, executives, HR, God bless, love. And the video was shared that another part of his revelation was to fight for people of all backgrounds to have the same 24 hours. He didn't stop there. Nor mentioned that he would buy Disney for us as a part of his clear mission not to compete, but to win. Did he express that despite some people believe that his God-ordained task is impossible, he is confident that it can be fulfilled with the help of experienced and like-minded individuals who are on the same frequency about changing the world right now. I'm over assuring the people that he was ready to play whatever role was necessary for him to fulfill his divine mission and purpose on earth. The producer with his vision for his project as a human resources investment, as he called out for potential unicorn executives to be part of a mission, part of his mission to change the world. Alrighty. That's my last story of the day. Appreciate you rocking with your girl, as always. You rocking with your girl, we'll be back tonight at 11 p.m. for Saturday evening, so you can know the best in indie music. And remind the artists out there that want their music play right here on the station, hit me up by 203-992014, or you can hit me up by rollthestardom.net. And if you miss any show, give me by Roll to Stardom Radio. All you gotta do is go to boxradio.com/Roll2Stardom. Or just Google Roll to Stardom Radio, see them in the platforms, be on, you can listen to this. And that's the most simple business show is on the 1st. FPM Eastern Time is where you know the business owner, artist. Anyone with something to promote can call us at 347-202-0318. That is 347-202-0318. And promote what you got going on. That's right. So I'm going to say peace, love, I appreciate you. Bye-bye now.